So I've whistled through this, but in essence, I hope I've shown you that low-grade DCIS is relatively indolent, and in particular that it's a completely different beast from high-grade DCIS in almost every way. Pleomorphic LCIS is quite different from classical LCIS, although it probably derives from it. At the moment, I think we still are in the situation where most pathologists, at least, would think that it does want more aggressive therapy. We would recommend a complete excision of a pleomorphic LCIS. One could certainly argue that if you see it on a core biopsy, that a sentinel lymph node might not be beyond the realms of reasonable behavior. I think what is much more difficult is radiotherapy or not, because there really is no data at all on that. And that's, I'm afraid, somewhat guesswork, because we really don't have the data. The Sloan Project is collecting cases of LCIS, and I would ask if you please would still continue to enter, particularly this beast into there, because I think that's probably the best way of getting any further information on what we should be doing.